Welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. You know what an oxymoron is when you put two things together that really shouldn't be put together? And I was thinking about two words that really represent an oxymoron in life. Adult children, right? Kind of like jumbo shrimp or growing smaller. So here's the question. Maybe you have an adult son or daughter in the home or out of the home making really dumb decisions. You're concerned about it. You want to know what to do. That's what we're going to jump into here in just a moment. We got Stephanie with that comment. Let me give you the phone number first, though, because I want you to weigh in and answer this question. When you hear Stephanie in a moment, should she speak up to her daughter or should she lay back? That's the question. Speak up, lay back. What should she do intentionally? 888-888-1717. And by the way, Stephanie is speaking about her 21-year-old daughter living home, hurting, struggling, making dumb decisions, concerning decisions. Should she speak up or lay back? I'll let you decide.
Yeah, my name is Stephanie. I have a 20-year-old daughter who's just turned 21, actually. And she's in a situation where she lost her fiancé, committed suicide, and she had a miscarriage all at the same time. She's choosing to deal with this in a very unhealthy manner. She's talking to other boys. She's going out. She refuses to work or help out around the house. And I understand she's going through something very traumatic. And she's 21, so I'm trying to give her the space to be an adult and make her own decisions. I just don't know how. I'm at a loss what to do with her. I don't know how to go about communicating to her that she needs to do something without it being offensive to her or her getting mad at me, or I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah. Again, you know, when you talk about adult children, it's a difficult combination, those two thoughts. You're holding in one part of your brain the idea that I have an adult, and the other hand, I got a child, you know, and you're a parent and you got all these emotions. And when things work beautifully and children just grow into maturity and life is wonderful, it can even be bumpy in that process. But when your adult son or daughter really is making poor decisions and you want to know how to handle it, when do you step in? When do you lay back? What's been your experience? What have you done intentionally that would help Stephanie? 888-888-1717. A couple years ago, I did a series for our members on how to be intentional with adult sons and daughters. It was on a series I did on high-stake relationships. And the fact is that adult and parent relationships is one of those high-stake relationships. There's a lot at stake there in the relationship. And one of the points that I taught then that I continue to teach is that roles change at the point when responsibility ends. And the Bible says that children are to obey their moms and dads, their parents. But then it also says, honor your father and mother. And we get a lot of questions on what's the difference. Well, the real difference there, if you study that passage, understand the scripture, there's a difference between a son or daughter who's still under your authority, living in your home, eating your food, you're paying the bills, they're still on your insurance program, and those that have stepped out and got onto their own. There is a difference there. And so I'm going to say right at the beginning that I want you to weigh in to help Stephanie to be intentional, okay? 888-888-1717. But here's what I have seen over the years in working with a lot of people. When you have a son or daughter and they're under your authority in your home and you're concerned about decisions being made with a great deal of respect, maybe even saying, hey, can I have permission to share something with you I'm concerned about? It's okay to speak up if it's done lovingly. And I think, Stephanie, in your case, you're concerned about, is she going to get upset with me? Maybe. But I'd rather have my daughter or son maybe a little upset with me, but being respectful and sharing my concern than to lay back, say nothing, and let it blow up. Just to be available. Let them know. So what do you think? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Lines are busy. We'll get your calls on here. First, Marva from Missouri with a similar issue, but maybe a slightly a little different. So, Marva, go ahead.
My husband and I have been married 27 years, and we have a blended family. He has four children, and I have four children, and they're all about the same age. My problem is they're all grown and out on their own, except that they often, especially his, will come back for help financial help, or one of them has moved in a time or two, and I don't know how to get him to say no, and me to, I'm pretty much one that can say no, but trying to get him to back me up on saying no is also a problem. So how do we say no to financial help to these 40-plus-year-old children, and also to either buying or giving them vehicles?
It's an easy answer. You take your lips and you put them in the shape of the word no. But you have to do it together, Marva, and you know, honestly and with respect. The issue here is not a parenting problem. It's a marriage issue. Because when mom and dad, in this case, a blended family, which is a whole nother high-stake relationship discussion, but when mom and dad, or in a blended family, the parents are not on the same page, it's going to create a problem. This is one of the reasons we see blended families struggle so much. And we see statistically many of them fail as a result of never being able to get on the same page because we love our children, and our tendency is to gravitate to protecting our child in this new family. I mean, that's just part of the way we're wired as moms and dads. And so, Marva, my suggestion to you is to really focus this not on the money or the kids or their needs as much as saying, what do we believe has to happen, and come to an agreement. And the other thing I always tell blended families is there's points where you're going to have to submit and default to the priority of your spouse for their children. In other words, I'm supporting you to help you be successful in raising them. But when it's affecting your future and your finances, there's a line that has to be drawn. So get on the same page and together learn how to, you know, shape the lips into the shape of no, right? All right, we're going to get a lot of calls we're going to get to in a moment. 888-888-1717. Stephanie, should she step in, step back, lean in, back off with her 21-year-old daughter living home, hurting, struggling through some real loss in her life, her fiancé and other personal issues, but mom's concerned about the bad decisions being made. 888-888-1717. We'll be with your calls in a moment.
Because life happens 24/7, we've made intentional living available for you 24/7. Whenever and wherever, as long as you can get online, you can go to theintentionallife.com. At the top of our webpage, you'll see those little icons for YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. You can also hear full-length programs just like this one on demand. Or you can download the app so that everything I'm talking about will be right there in your smartphone. All of this waiting for you right now for free at theintentionallife.com.
Only grown-ups should get married. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I say that with a smile because we assume when we get married we're growing up, but the reality is many of us take our immaturities into our marriage. Or, you know, we're not at moms and dads anymore. You're committed to that grown-up relationship of being married, so you and I need to act like it. Be responsible with our money, be responsible with our time and our work, and with the relationship that we've entered into. This includes the critical need to be selfless with your spouse. You know, it's a matter of personal maturity. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 13:11 that we're to be joyful, grow in maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace, and then the God of love and peace will be with you. It's a daily decision to be growing up in our marriage, but we can do it. And when we do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute, the one you just heard and one every day, is posted on Facebook. So if you'd like to hear it again, or you'd like to share it with someone who you think might benefit from that particular topic that day, just go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. And when you're there, if you like our page, what happens is a new video, a 60-second daily Intentional Living Minute video, will come to your news feed every day, Monday through Friday, almost magically, okay? So again, that's facebook.com/intentionalliving. Fair enough? And I hope you'll do that. By the way, I want to say thanks to those of you who've been helping us this month with your prayers and your financial support. We're getting close to the end of our fiscal year here in June, and I know that sounds like a ways away, but We're, we've been behind a little bit from where we need to be to wrap up this year. And I want to say thanks to those of you who've been reaching out with a special love gift to help the ministry so we can carry on reaching people for Christ, strengthening homes and families, and helping people make life-altering decisions that bring them in connection with Christ, strengthen their families and their marriages, sometimes alter the course of the rest of their lives. And this month, we have a special gift saying thanks for your gift to the ministry. It's called How to Work Yourself Out of a Job into a Calling. Very practical teaching for those who can share, for you, if you could share your best gift with the ministry. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, if you missed it, Stephanie from Arizona says it best. She's struggling, wants to know, should she lean in or back off when it comes to her adult daughter? And that's the question at hand that you're responding to at 888-888-1717. I think Stephanie says it best. Take a listen.
Yeah, my name's Stephanie. I have a 20-year-old daughter who's just turned 21, actually. And she's in a situation where she lost her fiancé, committed suicide, and she had a miscarriage all at the same time. She's choosing to deal with this in a very unhealthy manner. She's talking to other boys. She's going out. She refuses to work or help out around the house. And I understand she's going through something very traumatic. And she's 21, so I'm trying to give her the space to be an adult and make her own decisions. I just don't know how. I'm at a loss what to do with her. I don't know how to go about communicating to her that she needs to do something without it being offensive to her or her getting mad at me. Or I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stephanie. And the question is leaning in or backing off as a parent. We've got Jesse on the line in Florida. She's on the other side of the question. She was the daughter. Not Stephanie's daughter, but she is the daughter that had this in her relationship with her dad. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. You relate to this. You were the adult daughter?
Yes, I completely relate to this story. Besides, unfortunately, the death that she's experienced, but I was in my 20s, with just a man, but early 20s, living at home, and basically just did everything, going out, seeing the places I shouldn't have been, and my parents seeing all of this and just trying to pour into me, but couldn't help me at all because I was stuck in my own funk.
So what did they do? Did they talk to you? Did they set you down? Or what did they do?
Honestly, they did everything that a normal parent would do. They tried doing it from a loving perspective, like, you know, I'm trying to be there for you. But at the same time, you need to cut the crap and get your act together. Like, this is not how you should be living. You're hurting yourself at the end of the day. I would come home just even worse than before, and then they're trying to help me. They're trying to parent me. And honestly, just kind of praying about it and thinking back to it, like, I was in such a funk and was dealing with so much at the time, where my ears couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And I was just completely numb.
Is there anything, Jesse, that your parents could have done? Should they have been tougher with you? Should they have said enough of this? Or when you reflect back on this now, because it sounds like you're in a new place.
Actually, I was talking with my dad about this the other day because As of two years ago, I accepted Christ into my heart.
Amen.
And his experience on the other side, he was like, Jesse, I was trying so hard, and I was like, God, like, I can't fix it. I can't do this. Lord, I can't do this anymore, but I need you to step in as her heavenly father. And so, yes, we ended, like, back then, like, they probably kicked me out, and even though that hurt me so much more, there was nothing that they could do, and I do not blame them at all, but I was disrespecting their home and all that stuff, mm-hmm. And they told me while I left, we love you so much, but we can't help you till you help yourself.
Boy, that is so true. So listen, Jesse, I need to move on, but it sounds like you accepted Christ. And where are you now today? I mean, how are you doing today? How's the relationship? How are you doing in your life?
Honestly, through the hell and back that I went through, it has molded and shaped my testimony so much. And for that girl that is going through stuff, I encourage the parents to let go and let God. And I know that's so much harder to understand, but sometimes as flesh, we get caught up in trying to fix things. And God was like, this has never been your problem to handle. Give it to me, and I will take care of my children.
Powerful. Jesse, thank you for your call. Your phone call was a little hard to understand, but the content was worth every minute to hear what God has been doing in your life and relationship and restoring. It's a hope-filled call. And I think for parents today, you know, you don't know. It's still going to be the future, what your adult children's decisions are going to be. But I think Jesse gives you perspective. There's hope. You keep praying. Make the right decision. Stand together. It's part of the process. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse. Let me go to Paul in Arizona. Paul, go ahead. What's your comment for Stephanie today?
Hi. Okay, so one aspect was, I figure you got to take into consideration, probably when you were 21, you were probably making some, if not all, of the same decisions. So I think it's important not to be too judgmental on them and realize, you know, if there's ever a time in their life that they're going to go out and make stupid decisions and do crazy stuff, it's when they're 21, you know, and sometimes that maturity just takes a couple of years to grow out of, you know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, we go through developmental stages, and we know that today that our brain isn't hardened in until the mid-20s generally. And so there's a lot of developmental things, and I think all of us would admit when we were 21, our minds and thoughts were different than they were, hopefully, when we were 31 or 41. And so not being overly judgmental, I would add, though, Paul, I think it's important for parents, if you have that 21-year-old and they're living in your home and they're making some bad decisions and you love them, that you don't just jump on their case and say, why are you doing that? You ought not do that. But instead of being judgmental, to go to them and say, honey, I love you a lot. Can I have permission? This is really important because you're allowing them to take the opportunity to say no to you. You're allowing them to stay in control, to be able to say, can I have permission to share with you something that I'm observing that I think may be helpful to you? And you don't need to argue with your daughter, Stephanie. You don't need to argue about your position and take a position and defend it. But just simply share something like, you know, honey, I know you're going through a lot. You've got the loss that you just went through with your fiance and the other things going on in your life. But let me ask you a question. With your permission, if you continue on the course you're on today, where are you going to be in a year from now? Sometimes allowing the person to get beyond their immediate moment of what they're facing and see down the road where this could lead. They may not acknowledge it in front of you, but when they go back to their room, it might be something they think about. As long as they know the door is open to you. Powerful. All right, very good. Paul, thank you for your call today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening, my friend. We're talking about adult children, maybe at home, maybe living on their own. When do you speak up? When do you lay back? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Number one is see people first and project second. I have to admit, I struggle with that. I'm a real project-oriented guy. It's like, hey, let's get a station built, let's get a tower going, let's get a conference going, whatever it is, it's a very project-oriented kind of deal. And for some of us, it's more difficult to put people first, but Jesus always put people before his projects. When Jesus fed the 5,000, you know, he could have just said, well, my message is over and I'm out of here. He cared about the needs of the people. When he heard that they were hungry, he ministered to them. He cared for them. It wasn't just a project for him. You know, it's one of the 6 points this month for our members, 6 ways to give lasting purpose to your work, people before projects. And so members, watch for it. It'll be coming your way to your home to say thank you for those of you who've requested it. And you'll receive a brand new teaching each and every month. If you're not a member and you join us, that's what happens as a way of saying thanks. If you request the teaching, we'll make sure it gets to you. $1 a day, $30 a month will go a long way to impact people. And I just want to ask you to do that today. Pray about it and join us. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours, or anytime online at theintentionallife.com. Alex is in Arizona. Alex, welcome to the program today.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. You relate to what we're talking about today?
Yes. So I'm 23, and when I was 17, I lost my father to suicide.
Sorry.
That's okay. It actually was, I know this sounds really weird, but it was a very healthy experience for me. I grew in ways that I would not have known how to grow without it. And I've learned to look into those positives more than the negatives. And in that way, it's been such a blessing for me. Mm. And through my struggles, my parents kind of stayed out of it. My mom and my stepdad didn't know how to handle it. And I didn't feel like I had anybody to talk to, because she was going through that loss.
Yeah.
And my stepdad didn't feel like it was his place to speak about it, because he's not my father. And do you
wish he had?
Yeah, that's part of my point, is that I think the most important thing is there's always a gray area with everything. It's not ever just black or white. And I feel like the healthiest thing is to have a good balance of both. Don't be too heavy on trying to give your opinions about the things that your child is going through, but also don't make them feel like they're alone in it either.
Yeah, which I think is this would be true of all relationships. When we're going through something, we appreciate having people say, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you, if I can help. But leaving that door open, you know, that the fact that I'm here, that we feel comfortable enough when we're ready to talk that we will talk.
Right.
Yeah. So have you guys been able to, over time, is this something you've been able to talk about with your mom and your stepdad?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it has been so amazing that I've been able to open up and tell them that is how I felt, and that's why it was such a hard time for me. Mm. And they are so supportive now. And it's been amazing. And it's also been something that has brought us closer together since even before it happened. And now we have this understanding that no matter what it is, and no matter how hard it is, no matter how we all feel about it, we can come to each other and speak freely and be able to tell each other how we feel.
That's good. Powerful. You know, one of the things is keeping that door open with your young people. And I think Alex reminds us that maybe you're going through a tough time at the same time they're going through a tough time. Maybe it's been a loss, a divorce. Maybe it's been a health challenge or financial reversal or whatever it may be. But to be sensitive to the fact that your pain that you're experiencing may be similar pain to what your adult son or daughter is going through. Mm. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Let me get Kathleen from Georgia on the line.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I was a stepmother of, and my husband is kind of soft-spoken, and I myself more of the enforcer, but I had to go to one of my children. I had to go to his child and tell him that we have standards in our home. We have rules in our home and boundaries, and due to the lifestyle that he was living, we had to go to him, and I just had to show my heart. So to Stephanie, I would say, and I can hear her heart. I can hear how hard she's hurting, you know, from having to approach, you know, having to approach your daughter. But I would definitely say approach her. Approach her definitely and share your heart with her that you love her and that you care for her and that you're concerned that her lifestyle is going to lead her in a direction that's going to be so detrimental to her future. Mm-hmm. And that's what I shared with my son. And even though we shared that, I mean, I was just on my knees squalling trying to talk to him. And he wound up having to move out. My husband, you know, was very upset, but he packed everything in a truck and moved him out because he continued to do what he was doing. And it just absolutely broke our heart. But it wound up turning him very shortly after that. He turned 21 and had a very, very bad experience with the lifestyle. And whenever that happened, he wound up, you know, receiving Christ as his Savior. And he is living, he is trying to live his life so wholeheartedly for the Lord. And I am so, so very proud of him.
Well, listen, it sounds like you said, you're the enforcer, that you stepped up, but you did it lovingly. And that's a key. And every relationship's going to be different, but you followed some basic principles. Speak the truth in love. Be a swift listener. Be available. Don't be judgmental. Understand that young people are going through different experiences today than maybe you went through, but hiding out, burying your head in the sand is not a good thing. So I quite thank you, Kathleen. So the question is, with adult sons or daughter, when do you bite your tongue and when don't you? When do you back off or when do you speak up? Not everything needs to be said, but sometimes something needs to be said. You know, when you think about it, words of a stranger can sting, words of a friend can hurt, but words of a parent can kill if they're not shared properly. And so when do you speak up? When do you bite your tongue? That's the question. We're going to leave the phone lines open so you can join in because you've been down this trail. How have you been intentional with a adult son or daughter making bad decisions in life, unhealthy decisions in life? When do you know to speak up? When do you know to back off? What's been your experience? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We'll stay here and record these for later. 888-888-1717. I want to say thanks to those of you who joined us today on the program. If you missed any part of it, this is a great program to share with someone who has an adult son or daughter and they're challenged with what to do, what to say, how to lean in or back off. And it's available to you on demand at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com to hear the program again or any of our archive programs on demand available to you there. All right. Boy, the time goes by so quickly, but we're going to continue this discussion off air and record it for a later program. Thanks to Rob and Stephen and Sally. Thank you guys for your help. I'll see you next time right here at Intentional Living.